Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, April 1st through Thursday, April 7th, 2022. April 1st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, everything that I allow in the present moment has passed through the sieve of my divine will. The greatest reward awaits those who believe this and can accept my will, even when it means bearing a cross. No one is able to journey through life apart from the cross which is life-giving. The degree of your acceptance marks the depth of your sanctification. Trust that I see your journey in faith and am next to you, leading you. Sometimes no amount of preparation can prepare you for all that the present moment offers. It is the faith in your heart that helps you accept what the present moment gives to you. Remember my words to you today in the midst of your greatest tests and trials." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 2nd, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Each situation or problem that you experience is different. Some may be easily solved satisfactorily. Others require more perseverance and patience. Some are not solved in the way you would like. In every problem, find my will at work, either calling you to deeper faith or greater surrender to my will. I am always with you at the core of each situation, trying to work individual wills along the path of my victory. Pray for the solution you desire, but surrender to my will in the outcome." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 3rd, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "When I speak to you each morning, it is my contact with the heart of the world, my chance to change hearts and lives forever through direct communication. Each message carries with it a lesson, an incentive towards change and stabilization in righteousness, a confirmation in truth. Do not drift away through influences or discouragements from evil. Know that I am here speaking to you because of my great love for each soul. I must continually call you back to me, away from the influences of the world. I am using this means, these messages, to do so." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. April 4th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, my speaking to you yet again today is still another sign of the urgency of these times. There are plots in the heart of man which, if acted upon, could change life on earth forever. Evil inspires evil. People no longer live to please me, but themselves. My commandments are not revered nor obeyed. The wholesome, good inspirations that are carried to fruition gain less notoriety than the success of evil. People, therefore, are not encouraged in good, but the negative is held in esteem. Once again, I urge mankind to unity in prayer towards the victory of my divine will in hearts and in the world. Do not be satisfied with less. Conclude that this is the path to victory." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 5th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "I love each soul on earth more than he will ever realize when he is in the world. If you understood all this, you would desire nothing more than to please me. All your happiness and security would be based on pleasing me. The majority of the people in the world base their happiness on pleasing themselves. This is why there is war and aggression in the world. This is why there is dishonesty in hearts instead of truth. Children, find the truth according to my commandments in your everyday life, and cling to it. Therein lies your peace and security. Pray for the wisdom to sort out Satan's lies and deception, and do not be swayed by controversy. Do not allow others to talk you out of the truth of your own responsibility towards living in the truth. Be steadfast. Be part of my remnant." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 6th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I advise you to choose to be holy. Holiness is a goal all people can attain. Do not be concerned with the opinions of others. Make prayer a goal throughout your day. You can only climb the stairway to holiness if you desire to do so. When you desire to be holy, I will help you. I will open doorways of grace which you never knew existed. I will place people and situations in your life that will encourage your holiness. Self-surrender will no longer be unappetizing, but the path you choose. I will be your partner in holiness. We will have a new and deeper relationship. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 15. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 7th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, do not waste the present moment by closing your heart to the grace that each moment offers. Perhaps it is forgiveness of self and others. Accept it. Do not go to your judgment carrying the burden of a grudge. Perhaps the present offers victory over a certain occasion of sin. Grasp it. The present moment will never be repeated with the same graces and opportunities. Pray to recognize each grace as it comes to you, no matter how small. Seize the present in order to be prepared for the future. Do not waste time conjecturing what may happen and preparing for attacks which may never occur. Surrender the present to all the grace I give you in the present. That is your preparation for the future. Then trust in my mercy. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.